Gladys, SAC here. I hope this voice note finds you well. I'm going to cut straight to it. I'm in a cab on the way to yours, and the traffic is awful. But I do love traveling in a black cab. There's something about it. I just feel like I've got a driver. Anyway, that's beside the point. I need you to set up the podcast equipment because I've just come across a guy who follows me on Instagram with a blue tick and plays for Huddersfield Town. And they're playing Nottingham Forest on Sunday in what is deemed the most expensive football match in the world. And I thought we'd just get him on for a special and find out, you know, what the chat's all about. So get to it, mate, and I'll see you in a bit. This is extraordinary, mate. We are now serious podcasters. I'm just coming to you on a whim just to have a bit of chat with a football guy. What's happened to me? I must be maturing. Anyway, love and champagne. I'll see you in a bit, mate. Also, can you boil me a couple of eggs? And take the shell off it, because I need to eat straight away when I get there. More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies.
A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Archie, where the hell have you been, mate? Been waiting for half an... But traffic can just sit down, mate. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rugbiz Podcast. We are being joined for a football special by Huddersfield left-back Josh Ruffles, a man going for Premiership glory this weekend in the most expensive match in world football. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Josh Ruffles.
Ruffo!
JR.
Welcome to
Hello.
The chat zone.
Oh, hello. Look at those teeth. He's looking wonderful.
There he is. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Thanks so much for making it. What
no
an
worries.
Honour to have Huddersfield's finest on the podcast to join the long list of football players that have come on the Rugbiz podcast.
Premier League winners, Wayne Bridge.
Yes. Adam.
Andy King.
Andy King.
Premier League winner.
Very memorable. Jack Butland did come on, but decided...
what happened there?
We can't talk about that.
Can't really talk about that. He decided... I was slightly worried. It's slightly worrying to know that there's someone out there earning that much money with that much lack of chat. But Ruffles, great to have you. I've been a big admirer of your Instagram and your fiance's Instagram as well. Congratulations.
Well, no, putting the pressure on or what?
No. Don't worry.
Right.
Don't worry. This is smooth. This is actually going to be a football special.
A good time.
What a time to be speaking to you as you go for promotion. He's about to be a Premiership football player. The coinage is about to be in his pocket. I'm going to be knocking the door saying, do you want to invest in my built-on scheme? He will say yes.
Well, for those listening, we are delighted to be joined by Huddersfield left-back Josh Ruffles, a man who is going for the Prem this weekend against Notts Forest in the Championship final at Wembley. Josh, firstly, just give us a quick flavour. How crazy has the last couple of weeks been?
Yeah, like I said, it was the semi-final last Monday, and then it's been all going from there. We celebrated that night, had like a lock-in, and it was crazy. We all enjoyed ourselves, and then we went straight to Portugal on Wednesday and had like a training camp there till Sunday.
Vadelobe?
Obviously.
Oh, what a place.
Plenty of networking over there.
Yeah, it is.
Bit of golf?
We didn't actually. It was a lot of football, and then we didn't really get a chance to play golf. So usually I've been there a few times and played it. Some of the courses are great.
It's just a brilliant place with brilliant people. I'm actually heading out there in a couple of weeks. I can't wait to get down there. Can't wait
Are you up for it?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm going to be in Geckos just tearing it up. And
you're not allowed to be in Geckos over the ages of 20, are you?
They let me in because I'm quite big on Instagram. That's the thing. When you've got this many followers, you really can do as much as you please. And no one will do anything about it. That's the brilliant thing about it. Josh is going for Premiership. You know,
glory, yeah.
You wouldn't go out to Portugal and be pissing about. You'd be running your training drills. I don't know what they do in football. Do you do defensive drills? Naked defence drills?
Yeah, always naked, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
naked drills.
That makes sense why they've had such a meteoric rise. I mean, obviously, they're in the Prem... Last year?
Well, 2 years ago.
Years ago. Now back down. Now get back up. But Josh, Notts won an incredible penalty shootout. Bamba, just, you know, a mannequin girl. How much do you boys practice those pens? I mean, obviously, we're only 3-4 days away from the final. So are you practicing them a lot?
Yeah, we were practicing before the semi-finals and making sure we're ready. And obviously, watching them with the penalty shootouts with the goalie. You can see on the other, he had his bottle. I don't know if you watched it, but he wrapped it in a towel so all the names and he knew where they were going. So we've been prepping So hopefully our goalie's going to nick his water bottle and chuck it in the crowd. So he's not going to be able to do that next in the final, hopefully. So no, we're prepped and we're ready to go. So can't wait. It's going to be a massive, massive day on Sunday.
Josh, one thing. I mean, I'm not much of a fan of the Kev ball. I'm more the oval-shaped
game.
Have
you played or not?
No, I'd imagine if I did play, I'd be centre mid. That's where I'd play, pulling the strings.
Dictating.
Yeah, I'd be like...
You'd be like Fabregas.
No, well, yeah, Fabregas, yeah. That's the way I would describe myself. He's got an attractive wife, hasn't he?
Lovely, Daniela Simon.
But just give an insight, because the one thing I'm always fascinated to know is, what is it like taking a penalty? Like, is it just the most excruciating moment?
Brutal.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've taken four, scored two, missed two, and it's horrible when you miss.
Oof.
Walking back and seeing all your teammates, like...
And is it the same as rugby? I mean, because football, you know, let's face it, you all paid a lot more than rugby players. If you miss that penalty, what are people saying to you? Are they saying, like, don't worry about it? Or do you think behind their back, they're like, this guy is not good?
Yeah, he's a wanker. Yeah, he's killed it for us. Yeah, it's not nice. I mean, I've played at Wembley three times before as well, and I've never won. So I know what it's like to be on the big stage. So fourth time lucky, they say.
Well, Archie, are there any mind games? You know, obviously, you're always trying to find the edge. Yeah. You can share with Josh to try and help him get the edge.
Josh, here it is. Okay, I'm going to be straight with you. If you listen to me and you score a penalty on the weekend, okay, you whatever happens when you get interviewed, you tell people love and champagne. AC gave you this. What you've got to do is you've got to separate yourself. When I'm taking quite important place kits for the Clapham Falcons, I just think about my happiest moments in my life.
Which are?
Well, I had this amazing geography field trip with a geography teacher called Mr. Matthews, who now I have problems with. But we had this magical moment where, well, I showered and he watched, but there was something really nice about it. And I just takes me back to there, and I really separate myself from the crowd. And, you know, there's a big crowd that come watch Clapham Falcons. And then I just think about things that make me happy. Money, good clothes, like a good V-neck T-shirt, wearing no socks on a night out. And if you think about that before you kick the ball, you'll be fine.
Well, you could think about your boxing match and get angry and go on the aggressive side.
The problem is, I didn't do these mental exercises before the Pano fight.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah, you live and learn. You live and learn.
Yeah. And that, I guess we've both felt the pain on the big stage.
Exactly.
Oh, my big bush, it grows. Oh, my big bush, it grows. Finally had to go and see a senorita, but my bush looks like a hairy cheetah.
Yeah, I had a dream at a lockdown that I could hit the common with a chica, we could get down. But she says, no, no, tush, there's no way I'm getting near that hairy bush. I'm saying, baby, you're being scary, but I am hairy. There's one thing I can promise you, that I will get it shaved or right. I'll get it sterilized, I'll reinvent your eyes. I'll make you flinch when I find that extra inch. And when I come out, the lawnmower 3.0 is coming up my body and going down slow. Gliding on my balls through my ass, my chest later. Time to wave goodbye to the bush loving haters. I can love you every day a different way, cause I'll no longer be hairy, baby, there's no fucking way. And I use the code RIBIS20, I even got a discount, free shipping globally, I'm like a fucking mother discount. I wanna say thanks to the CCO, he's got my body in check, and now Chica run the go.
How much is it about, obviously you see in rugby, like the squad coming together, and it seems like in other clubs, let's say United, the feeling in the team isn't that great. How much is it about coming together as a squad? Is that the ingredients for success?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think last season, the recruitment guys were saying, when I signed, it was in about April, they said that the group haven't really bonded as well, and it's been a real issue. And they're trying to shift out the people that have been like bad eggs and stuff and bring in like guys like me that are from the lower leagues and try and build a good group, a good, honest squad that want to work hard as well. And also have a night out. I mean, every international break we get, we always make sure we have a night out and enjoy ourselves. And it goes a long way. I think the manager's kind of like accepted it as well. I think he was a bit more strict last season. So he's kind of like accepted that it goes a long way. So it's been huge for us boys. But it's not ideal. He does live next door to me, by the way. So it's not ideal.
We'll bring him in. Bring him in. I'll have a chat.
But I could bring him in now. Knock on his door.
Well, the thing is, every time when the Clapham Falcons, you know, we're having a bit of unsuccess in the league,
which has been about four or five years.
I get the boys together and we just have a old fashioned knees up. You know, I get about 60 cases of Moorlash Lager.
Well,
and put them in the there you go, St. Josh. He actually loved it. And then we strip down naked, and I say, we are not leaving here for 48 hours until all this, you know. And
do people leave?
Some people do at that when I say that. They do leave. But the people who stay, it's a really good bonding exercise.
Have you been on a night out in Huddersfield, by the way?
Huddersfield? No.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No. I wouldn't go up north. I stay Clapham. Have you been out of Clapham? You've been out of Clapham, Josh.
Yeah, I've been in Infernos, Everywhere like that.
Josh is like a unique nugget in the footballing community where he really does get like the
chat.
He's
born Red
Oxford. This is the first time I've been up north as well, so it's been a new experience. I live in Leeds, so I don't live just outside Huddersfield.
How does that work in football? Do you just get a call one day from
it's mental, yeah. It's honestly, it's crazy. You're off. So you get the call and obviously the contract gets signed. So we were in Portugal. It was all happening. So I had to sign it like digitally on my phone. And then it all got done, all got announced, and then got back, had to sell my house in Oxford and then travel up to Leeds and like try and get all settled there. So,
but Josh, obviously you're a born and bred Oxford man. I mean, Archie is the furthest north he goes. Lovely, beautiful place. What are your memories?
Yeah, many times. Love the Cowley Road. Love Bridge Nightclub. I've done it all. I've done it all.
You love it though, don't you?
Yeah, it's like...
You get sticky feet in Bridge Nightclub, Jesus.
Yeah. But there's some beautiful cheekers. I've done some damage there. any place like Oxford, you know, you can imagine I go down well.
Well, just quickly on the cheekers there, Josh, obviously 5 years with your bird, I think. Absolutely stunning. She works in travel PR, so hopefully she can sort us out with some
nice... research,
yeah. Nice freebies. Obviously,
trust me, I've done my research.
How did you guys meet? Because obviously she's a professional. You're sort of anti-football, aren't you? You work hard. She actually has a job. Like, this is all beautiful. But how did you meet?
Yeah, so it was on Instagram, funnily enough. So I went in her DMs and then made the brave move to travel an hour and a half down to Surrey to go on a date with her. And it kind of went from there. So we kind of met in the middle and went to Reading, had dates from there. And then about 6 months in, she decided to come up to Oxford and move in with me. So, yeah.
That's history.
How come everyone we speak to has success on Instagram and you don't?
Well, it's the power of the blue tick. Once I get my blue tick, which is months away, I'm sure, then the birds will absolutely love it. You slide in.
You need to get to Soho Farmhouse. That's where we go. So Lauren's a member there.
I keep asking Hask for the invite.
He
never gets involved. I'll come with you.
I'm a member, I'll tell you.
He's too busy DJing, isn't he?
I won't take you. I am a member. I won't take you, mate. Sorry.
Why have you never told me that?
Well, yeah, that's where I saw Hask. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
We went together, me and Hask and Chloe.
Do you ever see Hask there?
I think I saw him DJing once, but that's probably like the one.
Yeah, he's a bloody good DJ. let me tell you, he is bloody
high level people there.
Josh, obviously this is quite unique. Like, we're speaking to you potentially one of the biggest weeks of your life. Like, what is the chat like going on in the club? Like, is it nerves or do you just want to get it done or what are you going
to
do?
I think the trip to Portugal helps like take everyone's mind off it. Because we were saying, you think Nottingham Forest are probably at the training ground every day thinking about it too much. But we were obviously had training, chill by the pool. If you want to play golf, you can take your mind off it for a few days. And then this week will go really quick. I think we travel down a couple of days before and then do a bit of training. I think we're training at Chelsea's training ground and kind of just chill out really. And then before you know it, it's Sunday. So it's the best way to do it.
And either way, will the lash be monumental or?
The lash will be monumental, yeah, no matter what. So,
where are you going out? Where is it? Where?
I wanted to stay down in London, but I think the plan is to get the coach back up because obviously we will win. So there's going to be like an open top parade and stuff.
Well, tell the boys they can sort Infernos out. Just say.
I mean, I'll come to Infernos instead. It sounds a lot better.
Don't worry. I'll get it done.
Josh, obviously, Oxford, great times. Huddersfield, great times. But you sadly had to spend a couple of seasons living in Coventry.
Oh, dear.
Apparently, it's a pretty rough place. What are sort of your highs and lows of those 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I literally went through the ranks there from about 7, 8 years old. So I was there for about 11 years. And so I stayed in Diggs right by the ground. And it's kind of like the outskirts of Coventry. So luckily I wasn't right in the centre, which is where you want to stay clear of. But no, it's good. Obviously I made my debut there against Crystal Palace away when I was 17, many years ago. So yeah, it was good memories. And then unfortunately got injured and then had to kind of like work my way back down to Oxford, but it was perfect because I was going back home, and then luckily I built myself back up.
How tough was it to be released from Coventry? You must have only been 18, 19. At that stage, were you thinking, is footy still for me? Like, what would you have been doing?
It was awful. Yeah, it was awful. I mean, the first weeks after that, it was terrible. I didn't really know what I was going to do. And then you kind of wait for the phone call, but the agent I had at the time was terrible. So he didn't sort anything out. He just kind of like pied me off. And then luckily I think I was driving back home from somewhere, and an old friend I know from school, he started coaching at Oxford, and he just gave me a ring and said, do you fancy a trial next week? Because I've obviously heard you've still not got a club and everything. So I thought, fuck it, I'm going to give it a go. And luckily, it turned out really well. So very fortunate, because before you know it, you can drop out of the game so quick.
Josh, you ended up winning loads of individual awards for Oxford and got promoted back to League One when you're playing there. How loose were the celebrations that night? Because that must be one of the greatest nights you've had.
Yeah, I remember, to be fair, when we got promoted from League Two, I think we just got steaming off. I think we went to Bridge, actually, and went out there. And then we had the award ceremony the day after. And there's about five or six of us just thought, we'll have a naked five-a-side on the pitch. So we've all just ran on the pitch. I got the best video of it. And I think our centre-half, he's never scored a goal, has just gone on butt naked and just like gone and scored a goal, and we're all like bundling on each other, cocks flying around everywhere.
That brings a smile to my face.
It was good. We really enjoyed it.
I love cocks flying everywhere.
That sounds like one of your training sessions.
Yeah, no, it sounds like our defensive drills. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the comparisons between football and rugby. Obviously, there aren't that many. But football fans' personal attacks seem to be a lot more aggressive, a lot worse. We've seen over the last couple of weeks the amount of people running on the pitch and beating up the opposition players. What's the worst abuse you've got from a football fan, sort of in person or socials?
I don't think, to be fair, there was a funny one on Twitter. Someone made a boring Josh Ruffles Twitter page and started just hammering me on it. This must have been when I was about 19, 20 as well. So I was pretty low on confidence. Just trying to like build myself into the team. Someone obviously thought I was terrible at football, and just I'll have to show you it one time. It's hilarious. Like saying how much I love roundabouts and everything, and just at home doing nothing. It was so fun.
Just give us some insight, because obviously, you know, I sometimes flick on Sky Sports and see the football, and I see sort of these strange people with their tops off with a horrible chassis shouting. I mean, how weird does it get? Like, I mean, I can't believe they're that passionate, but have you got like full on abuse from like, you know, taking a corner and someone like absolutely going for you?
I remember we had Leeds away, and I was warming up and about 17 years old, and you get called a cunt, and it's, what do you say to that? What do you do?
Like, well, it depends, because a lot of people call me a cunt on Instagram, but I think they mean it in quite a nice way.
I'm pretty sure they won't.
No, I think it's banter, because I look at their profile and they're from Clapham, and that's quite good banter in Clapham.
Okay, well, what happens if you were warming up on the side of the Twickers?
I get abused on a daily basis, but I can take it, because, you know, when I just look in the mirror and think, fuck, they haven't got this.
Yeah. Well, talking about someone looking in the mirror who doesn't have that, the Notts manager has got to be one of the ugliest men I've ever seen in my life. Does that give you a psychological edge?
I think it's got it, really, hasn't it? It's been hit by a fucking brick wall.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He's a very good manager.
He's done a good job, though, hasn't he? He's done a very good job, so you can't really say anything.
Ruffs, you have been tremendous. This is going to be a special coming out this week ahead of your game. If you win, We've got to have a love of champagne on Sky Sports.
Can't wait.
Mate,
Josh, thank you
so much.
Mate,
love and champagne. Guys. Love and
we'll
champagne.
We'll be thinking about you and praying for you. Cheers, Josh.
Good luck. Good luck.
Hermes, três meses tu escreveu com uma ponta de diamante.